When the Chicago Bulls start their offseason program next year, it will be without head of player development, Peter Patton, as he will not return to the team next season. We're going to talk about what it means for the team, for the Bulls, as they continue to look at development, and now they're losing their head of player development. Talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Sarah Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. This one fresh off the presses from Shams himself. The Chicago Bulls will be, Peter Patton will not be returning to the Chicago Bulls next season. This is a major hit in the gullet for the Chicago Bulls. Peter Patton was a director of player development. Many Bulls fans may remember at the beginning of last season, the Chicago Bulls created a whole new player development department that was headed by Peter Patton and his staff. And that department was specifically there to help develop players, right? That was before the Bulls had the shift to development. Peter Patton's been credited for helping Io DeSumo work on his three-point shot, Kobe White, Josh Giddey. Many will remember at the beginning of this season, Peter Patton was one of, it was reported that Peter Patton basically said he didn't want to work with Patrick Williams anymore. Basically, he had did all that he could do for Patrick Williams. That was said kind of at the beginning of this season. But this is, I know most, I want to be clear here. Most franchises do not have a whole player development department, right? A player development is usually headed by one of the assistant coaches, right? And that is, Dan Craig and Wes Unseld Jr. were both heads of player development for the Heat and the Denver Nuggets, respectively, before joining the Chicago Bulls, right? But the Bulls created a player development department. They hired one of the best, a coach that was considered one of the better shooting coaches in the world, in Peter Patton. And that kind of indicated the shift that the Bulls were going to where player development was going to be the focus. And where this becomes problematic at is that even AK in his season-ending presser talked about the role of player development and how important it was going to be for the Chicago Bulls in this phase that they were going to be in. They were still focused on building through the draft, building organically, things like that. And now to lose your head of player development, that's a little bit concerning, right? It's unfortunate. I did say this, that Peter, again, keep in mind, Peter Patton is from Chicago, that he appreciated working for his hometown franchise, and with three teams of NBA experience, will be recommended for next gig. So it seems like Peter Patton's moving on. He understands that maybe at this point he has other opportunities. Maybe even he has a chance to be actually an assistant coach somewhere else or something like that. But what does this mean for the Bulls, right? Now, I want to be clear here. This is the speculation piece, right? We talked about the news. Let's get to the speculation. I feel like this is something that had to be known about beforehand, or that they had to have a feeling about, because you hired two coaches, in Wes Unseld Jr. and Dan Craig, two coaches that have been heads of player development in franchises before, and franchises that have won titles or competed for titles, right? So maybe there's a thought there from the Chicago Bulls that to maximize what they're paying Wes Unseld and Dan Craig, that they're going to let them take on a little bit more of the responsibility of player development as the assistant coaches behind Billy Donovan. That's completely speculative, right? But it does raise some questions on, you had the best shooting coach in the world in your building, and now you're kind of moving on from it. Right now, it seems like this, by the way that this is worded, that this is driven by Peter Patton, that the Bulls weren't the ones to make this decision, but maybe that they were prepared for a world if this does happen, right? And keep in mind, all the other staff is still there. So they still have this whole new department that they created just 18-ish months ago. And they have that whole department. So now you can have Dan Craig or Wes Unseld slide over and have a staff that's already worked with, that has already set up the videos and that type of thing to help this team continue to push on. But it's not, I'm not going to lie, like this does not, it really sucks that we're at the place that we're at where development is going to be so important, right? I've talked, like, you got Modest Bouzelis there. I've talked so much this season about being excited to see what Modest Bouzelis is going to look like with getting to work with Peter Patton for a whole offseason. Now that's gone, right? Now we know that Dan Craig has been an important part. He's worked with Modest Bouzelis a lot. Modest has talked about Dan and Craig and the role that he's had in his development this year. So hopefully that continues, right? Now, if we start losing those guys, I'll be a little bit more concerned. But like I said, it's still just the timing of this is weird, but it feels like the Bulls were probably aware that this was going to happen, because I don't think you announced this close to the end of the season and not had some type of idea that it was a possibility of it happening. That's just, again, speculative. That's completely speculation on my part of me trying to read the tea leaves of what's going on here, but it does feel weird. The timing of this, everything, it just feels really strange. And it's unfortunate. It's saying AK fired him. Where did you read that at? Everything I'm reading does not say that. Oh, it's on time on him? Oh, no, you're saying that they can find it. But yeah, man, this is unfortunate, man. It's always something. It's always something. Like, the Bulls are a team that, yeah, it just, like I said, you lose your head of player development going into a season after you just had a whole press conference talking about the importance of player development. That sucks, man. That really sucks, bro. News reached Bulls players that Karnisova made the decision to fire director of player development guru Peter Patton after the loss to my... What? Okay, now I'm pissed. Now I am pissed. Because what? You fired Peter Patton? Yeah, I'm reading it now. This one, Will Gottlieb was told Peter Patton had a team option that was not picked up. Bulls could have brought him back, but informed him they would not be doing so. What? Wow. What? This franchise, we're cooked. We are cooked, ladies and gentlemen. Like we're cooked. We're cooked. We are absolutely cooked. Because what is, how do you fire your head of player development when you just talked about you want to prioritize development? Somebody make it make sense to me. Somebody make it make explain it to me like I'm seven. I'm sorry. I came in here. You guys know I try to always control the fan side of me from the analyst, right? But this is fucking stupid. Like, let's just be clear here. This is stupid. This makes absolutely no sense at all. You fire the shooting guru? You better hope that Dan Craig and Wes Unseld Jr. got something cooking, because what the hell is going on here, man? Oh, man, this looks terrible, bro. And the players just found out about it? Come on, man. What the fuck are we doing, bro? We fired Peter Patton. I'm with you there. We fired Peter Patton, the guy that helped Io turned into a pretty damn good three-point shooter. The person who helped Kobe White become a little bit more consistent. You look at that guy and you fire him? This one comes from Joe Cowley. The recent firing of Director of Player Development shooting guru Peter Patton angered the core group of Bulls players that work with him. They also pushed back to the curtain on a bigger problem with AK's leadership style, what that one source alleged. We got to get him out of here. We got to get him the fuck up out of here. Like, it's time. Now, this was it. It's time. I'm sorry. This was fucking stupid. This makes no fucking sense at all. Oh, no. AK gotta go. AK gotta go. What? Man. What is this team? You're so asshole backwards that you fire your head of player development after you literally just said that you want to focus on development. You better have something cooking up your sleeve. We know Billy Donovan ass can't develop. That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. You know what this screams? This really screams that Peter Patton was there in the building and he was probably like, hey, this Billy dude, he ain't good. This P. Will kid y'all love, he ain't good. This shit ain't good. I can't turn a turd into a diamond. That's what this screams like to me. Great point, JDH. No, well, yeah, AC did become a better shooter under him. He absolutely did. This doesn't make any sense, bro. I don't understand what's happening here, bro. I love that the players are pushing back on this. All jokes aside, I'm not one that likes to see turmoil in my franchise, but no. This is a problem. Why this? You know what this screams to a bigger problem of is this is where now you guys know I've been somebody that I don't blame ownership for a lot, but this screams of ownership not having a pulse on what the hell this team has going on at all. That's what this screams of an ownership group that doesn't give a fucking damn about it, bro. Like, because, bro, this is why we're the laughing stock of the fucking NBA, bro. Like, real talk. This is why we can't get any footing as a franchise. Because this is stupid. This is real stupid. Patton wasn't around when Lonzo was around, though, CJ. I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong, but Peter Patton came while Lonzo, he came well after Lonzo had his injury. So this would have been the first time Lonzo would have gotten to work with Peter, and this is Lonzo's terrible shooting this season, right? Yo, Hayes, you think some of our players will request a trade after this firing? Hey, listen, I'll tell you this, right? I don't know for sure, and I don't want to start no rumors here, but what this tells me, though, like a player like Kobe White, who actually, he may not realize the power he has yet, if Kobe White has a really good season next year and he already has to go to unrestricted free agency to get his money, imagine Kobe White has specifically said that Peter Patton is the coach that he was the first coach that Kobe ever had that told him to work on his shot, right? That because Kobe had always been such a good scorer, he really hasn't had people around, a coach that said, hey, do this differently with your shot, right? Because he's been such a good scorer. So now, your guy, right? And I get it. The season ended weird for Kobe. There are a lot of Bulls fans that are out on Kobe just because of the way that the final playing game or the playing game worked out. But just imagine that, right? Of being somebody who the last 2 years of your career have been the best of your career, regardless of how you view them. They've been the best seasons of Kobe White's career. And one of the coaches that was so important in those seasons now is gone. Now that you fired that coach. We're all in hell, Hayes. How can you make such an unpopular decision without gauging an opinion? Here's the thing, right? The point of exit interviews at the end of the season, I thought were for the front office to get a feeling of how the players really feel about the organization, feel about the way that the season went. You did not consult your players at all. You mean to tell me your players are in your building working out after a season ended disappointingly? And that core group of players finds out, oh, yeah, one of the coaches we all love, one of the guys that have helped all of us in different ways in our game, You fired him, and you didn't even let us know, give us an inkling that that could happen. I love, you know what? I love hearing this, though. I love hearing that that the Bulls players are fighting back on this, because that's the only thing that's, because they don't, AK doesn't give a shit how we feel, right? That's clear. AK doesn't give a shit how we feel. He doesn't care how the media views him. But hopefully, if it's the players, it may make you start realizing you got to make some better decisions around this bitch. Like, it's, this is crazy, bro. This is, I listen, I don't know what it's going to take for this team. I don't know what it's going to take for them to realize or make better decisions. But this is one of those decisions that I'm sorry. And like I said, I want to be fair in this. Wes Unseld and Dan Craig, collectively, they have developed Bam. They developed Michael Porter Jr. They developed Jokic. Right? They helped develop Tyler Hero. Right? Those coaches have developed some really good players. You better hope that you better be goddamn well confident in them and what they're going to bring in here. But you know what? You know why? You know what this screams like to me of like of drama? Because Peter Patton, go back and look. Peter Patton basically was the first one to say, hey, this P. Will kid, I can't do nothing with him. I wonder if that played a part into this, right? Because, listen, AK and Eversley, for some reason, still have very high hopes for P. Will. And if Peter Patton was the one to be honest with them and tell them, y'all boy, the fourth overall pick, I can't do nothing else with him. This is who he is. I can't do shit with him. And if that's what started this, and again, this is speculation. I want to be clear here. This is me. This is fan haze. This is the fan hat. I put the fan hat on, not the podcaster hat. But if we find out this has anything to do with his inability to turn P. Will from a turd into a golden nugget, I'm done. I'm done with this front office. I've been very patient with AK and Eversley. I've been very patient with AK. I understand how some things have gone left. I understand some of the places that he goes with certain things, the view. I think he communicates it terribly. But this is stupid. All you have is development right now. All you have is development right now. That's it. That's all you got. That's the one thing that you have to try to get this shit out of the fucking asshole that it's in. And you mean to tell me the guy that's world renowned as a development coach worked with Jalen Brunson, right? With Jalen Brunson hugely credits Peter Patton for the player that he's turned into. Not to say that Jalen Brunson is some perfect player or anything like that, but he heavily gives so much credit. There was an interview this season that he unrequested brought up Peter Patton. You mean to tell me you have that guy in your building and you decide to fire him? Man, listen. I am so over this fucking team, yo. You fired Peter Patton, bro. Okay, we got quotes. We got quotes about from AK here. Says this: we take pride, especially in this building, everybody being on the same page. Key word there, everybody being on the same page. It's very hard to accomplish, but that's how it is in the building between ownership, front office, coaching staff, performance staff. So they've always been very supportive of my decisions, my thoughts about this direction. Get the fuck out of here. So what that tells me is that Peter Patton wasn't going along for the bullshit. And because he wasn't with the bullshit and towing the company line, he had to get up out of here. That's what that tells me, right? So because he didn't tow the company line, because he didn't want to sit there and spin the bullshit that you're giving fans, he had to get up out of here. And oh, going so far into this, oh my God, this is they cooking. Karnišova is the head man in charge, so has the right to fire whoever or hire whoever he wants. But the last thing any organizations need is a boss with a bunch of yes men and women around them. That was Gar Forman's way of doing business, and it seldom ends well. The immediate concern at Karnišova's door, however, is the Peter Patton decision has instant ramifications with players, and both Karnišova and Mark Eversley preached becoming a players-first organization when they were hired. Let the damage control begin. Get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm pissed. I'm pissed, y'all. I'm really fucking pissed. I'm really fucking pissed off about this, man. Oh, and this is the team that we root for. This is the team that I've spent every day covering for the last fucking 4 years. That's crazy, man. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. You earn having yes men around you, right? Like you don't have yes men around you until you've won something. You've accomplished nothing. Sounds familiar. Sounds exactly why Gar Forman fired Tibbs. Remember, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct, man. That's crazy, man. Oh, man, listen. That's wild. That's... Was he sent here to, like... Maybe that's what he was sent here for. All right, y'all. I have nothing else to say about these idiots. I got nothing else to say. This was a stupid decision, and this decision possibly has ramifications on the future of your team. That's crazy, man. He got fired apparently because he wasn't a yes man, is what it's basically reading as. Is that because he wasn't a yes man? That's why he got fired. Yep. All right, y'all. I love you guys, man. Thank you guys so much for everything, man. Yeah, that's T Miles. I can see you really don't understand what coaching does for development. So no, that's just not true. But man, this is. I love you guys, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm pissed. It's unfortunate, but hey, that's what it is, man. Hey. Love you guys, man. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. Love you guys. Go Bulls. Fuck seeing red at this point. Oh, see red. Be pissed off. Because this team doesn't know how to get their head out of their own ass. Love you guys, man. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.